Megan Government.
My name is Catherine Futch. I am 9 years old.
I am 10 years old.
Today's date is November 2nd, 2018.
We are interviewing
Jane Mills. He is our friend. We are recording in Charleston,
South Carolina.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life? How did you learn them?
Wow. Probably the most important lesson I learned in life was to keep going no matter what. Even when things seem to be going against you, or things aren't working the way you want them to, or your dreams aren't coming true, you just keep persevering, keep going, keep working.
Why did you go to the Olympics and play?
Well, I went to the Olympics in 1976, and I was the first U.S. skater to win an Olympic medal in the event of ice dancing.
How much years did you train for that?
The actual training for that? I started skating at the age of 13, and then it took another 13 years before I was actually in the Olympics. Intensive training that we might call the Olympic training really is like the last 3 years, and it was very intense. I don't think people really realize the effort and the commitment it takes, the sacrifice.
Until you're actually in the Olympics.
Do what, sorry?
Never mind. Where did you go to the Olympics?
Well, the Olympics in 1976, the Winter Olympics, was in Innsbruck, Austria.
Where is that?
That's in sort of the middle of Europe, sort of south of Germany, that area.
Can you describe what it was like there at the Olympics?
Well, it was amazing at the Olympics. It went from the good to kind of the scary points and stuff. For example, when we first arrived at Olympics, the U.S. skating team came in a singular bus. And we came from, actually, Germany. We drove down to Austria. And we are just your everyday person. Young and weren't what you might call worldly, and so we were having a great time on this bus. But as we drove up to Olympic Village and the bus stopped, the doors burst open and in walked people in military outfit, full combat gear with guns, and they stood us up and frisked us and yelled questions at us and everything, because you know security at the Olympics is so tight. So we went from that and stepped off the bus, and there were hundreds of reporters, and they were just yelling and screaming questions at us, and we had to more or less fight our way through this loud crowd and everything. And then we walked through the security door to where the Olympic Village was. When the door closed, it went instantly silent. It was great. It was what a radical change from being scared by the security people, then having to deal with this press that was just pushing and yelling and screaming questions, to instant silence. A few more steps into the Olympic Village, and I saw some athletes, and I recognized them as great athletes that I've seen on TV, and I'm pointing at them saying, oh my gosh, there's that famous skier, and as I'm pointing at them, they're pointing back at me going, oh my gosh, there's that great skater. So it was a beautiful experience to go from being scared, being jostled, to quiet, to the friendliness of the athletes of the Olympic Village.
How long were you in the Olympics?
Olympics runs a little over 2 weeks. And so we trained in Germany for 2 weeks to kind of get used to being in a different time zone, different part of the world. And then we traveled down. We spent 2 weeks at the Olympics. Our events started the very first day of Olympics, and we were actually in five different events or five different parts to our competition that year. So we would skate, have a day off, skate, have a day off, skate, have a day off. So we actually were competing for 10 days. So it's kind of a long time to stay up and at that level of performance.
Can you describe one of your most happiest moments in your life?
My happiest moments? I have two really, really, really happy moments. The first one, and probably the happiest of all moments, is when my wife had a baby and I got to see my baby the first time. That's my happiest moment. Then the second happiest moment, though, probably would be when I stood on that platform at Olympics and received my Olympic medal.
How old were you when you went to the Olympics?
I was 26, turning 27.
What is one of your greatest achievements in life?
Greatest achievement in life? Wow. I would like to say my family. I'm very pleased with everyone in my family. I think my wife is wonderful, and I think each of our kids have proven to be incredibly successful, and all our grandkids are great. So we have a very close family, which I think is important too. But if you want to talk about sports, I would say probably my greatest achievement was just getting up to the world level, and what you find with, I'd like to consider myself a true champion. And a true champion is not just a champion or a person that takes first place in a sport, but a true champion is also a person who's very good with life principles. I like to think I was very nice to people, that I was very sharing with people, that I helped people. And so I'd like to say that, to me, I became a real champion because I won in sports and think I did a lot for people.
What did you have to do to get a medal at the Olympics?
Well, there were lots of events, like I mentioned. We had compulsory rounds. Then we had sort of a back then it was called a original dance. And then finally, it was our final free dance. The final free dance is what you typically see on TV. So there were several events leading up to it. And like I said, that was a span of over 10 days till we finally got to our final performance. Lots of memories from that night. For example, when we were sitting in third place, we could have moved up to second place if something really fantastic happened, or we could have dropped down to fourth place very easily and lost a medal. So we were really concerned about that. So a little bit nervous as we entered the building. There were about 15, 16,000 people in the building, so that's a lot of people to have to perform in front of. But as we were standing at the side of the ice, ready to go, the TV cameraman leaned over, tapped me on the shoulder, and said, "Just think, 500 million people around the world are going to watch you on TV right now." So needless to say, I got very nervous and scared. But we did skate well. By the time I got to my starting position on the ice, I was focused in. We skated well. We did end up getting the medal. And so standing on the platform, having the medal put on my neck was great. But when the American flag was raised behind me, that was just the ultimate moment. Because I love this country. And to think I had a chance to raise the American flag before the world really meant a lot.
Do you have any regrets
for being in the Olympics?
Any regrets with being in the Olympics? Probably the one thing I missed at the Olympics, because our event was so demanding over so many days, I missed opening ceremonies. Would love to have been at the opening ceremonies, but we were competing shortly after that. And, you know, the opening ceremonies that year were outside. I didn't want to get cold and not be ready to compete. And then everything happened so quickly that, you know, it was a phenomenal opportunity to be amongst the greatest sportsmen of the world and to really enjoy the Olympics. But I was so busy competing that I didn't get a chance to go out and see all those other events. So those are probably the things that I regret about the Olympics. I just didn't get a chance to experience it as strongly or as well as I wanted to.
What were you best at? At the Olympics?
What we were best at, I would call technical skating. we were very powerful. In skating, you're judged a lot on the edge quality because, you know, blades have edges. And so we were very clean. We were very quiet in our skating. So from a technical point of view, I think that was our really strong point. What we probably could have done better with, because figure skating has a component of judging that's relative to how you look, perform drama, so to speak. And I think we could have been better with our drama, if that would be the right term to use.
Do you still have anything left from the Olympics?
Do I have anything left from the Olympics? I have boxes of memorabilia, pictures, souvenirs, trinkets that I picked up. I have Olympic pin collection and lots of memories from the Olympics, and made tons of friends that I still actually hear from even today, 40 years later.
Altogether, was your team really good at it? Like, who you were competing with? Like, were the first place and second place winners, like, really good?
Yes. I was glad to be third. First place in my event at Olympics, those people had been world champion 10 years in a row. So they were quite exceptional. The team that was in second place was a team we had competed against numerous times, and we virtually tied several times. So first place was phenomenal. Second place was my continuing tough competitor, and they always seemed to edge us out at the end. So I might have been a little bit jealous, but I have to respect them as great athletes.
When did you stop playing the sport?
I never have. I stopped competing a few months after the Olympics in figure skating. We, a lot of times, have the opportunity to do shows and tours. So I went on kind of a world tour and toured throughout all of Europe and Russia, and then through North America, all through North America, and did that for a while. And then finally decided it was time to settle down and started coaching and skating and started a family.
How long was your tours?
The one tour, well, we did one tour through Europe and Russia, and that was about 6 weeks. So, and we performed every single day, which is very demanding for an athletic person. Yes, unbelievable. Then I had a brief period of rest, and then for about 3-4 months, and then we started on another tour that was throughout North America. And that tour lasted about 2.5 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but we had breaks in between there. But we never got breaks at the normal holidays, like Christmas, New Year's, and that. I'm always performing or training or something. So when you talk holidays, when I finished skating, I had no idea what a holiday really meant. You know, I didn't get to experience Christmas like most people, or New Year's, or other various holidays, because that was seemed to be when we had to perform or compete.
Before you started like training to do the sport, what made you want to do it?
That's a really great question. I remember seeing a person perform on TV, and I turned to my parents and said, I would like to do that. And of course, my parents said, you'll never make it on TV. And, you know, that seemed to be that little spark to said, you know, I'm going to work until I do make it on TV. But I had the opportunity that whenever I skated, people seemed to give me a lot of compliments. And so that was pretty motivating. The friends that I made within the skating world were so wonderful that that's really where I wanted to be. So to be with them, I had to train and skate. So one kind of built on the other.
Whenever you first started it, was it really difficult for you?
Yeah, it's like anything new. It was difficult at the beginning because skating involves a different type of balance. Mm-hmm. And you use different types of muscles. And so until you master the balance, it's difficult. Once you master the balance, what's neat about skating is it's like flying. I feel like I float. You know, I can close my eyes on the ice and just glide, and you move and you flow. And it's just, it's a wonderful experience. Did I ever master the sport? Nah, because I was learning right up until the very last day of competition. I was always had a coach there. I was always learning something new.
What do you know how to do? What did you know how to do on the ice?
Just about everything. Like I said, ice skating, ice dancing particularly, deals a lot with edges and turns and movements. So footwork or fancy movements with my feet I was quite good at. And then lifting, where I had a partner in my event, so I got to pick her up and move around and throw her and do different things.
How young were you when you started?
When I started, I was 13, which tends to be a little late. Now, I had skated in some backyard ponds in the wintertime, so I kind of knew how to stand up on skates, but not very well. But I started skating lessons at the age of 13, and I competed in the Olympics. I think I just turned 27 as we were getting to the Olympics. So,
did your parents ever, were they ever, like, really, really proud of you while you were practicing?
Well, that's an interesting question, too, because my grandmother was the one that really pushed skating for me, really helped me get started in skating. My mother wanted me doing something different. So as I progressed in competition skating, my mother was somewhat jealous of my grandmother, so she wouldn't come to my competitions. And I remember winning my first national title, and my mother did not go to the competition. And I remember calling her and saying, "We won," and she thought I was kidding. And back then, they would show the performances right after you did them. So you skate or perform, and then maybe an hour or two later, you would see it on TV. And so about the time I was calling her was when it was coming up on TV. So that was kind of a fun moment. But she didn't get to all my competitions. After I won nationals, though, she was at every competition. And she went to the Olympics, too, which was great.
Did you ever see yourself on TV?
Yes. I saw it several times. And that was a fun thing, too, because I would go to friends and people, and I would say, "Look, I'm on TV. Here, watch." And the people go, and they go, "Oh, yeah, that's you." And then they turn and walk away. People didn't seem to really want to watch it as much as I did. But I guess they just wanted the proof that I had been on TV, and they'd say, "Oh, okay, fine, good enough."
Yeah, it would be cool to be on TV. What is your favorite memory of being on the Olympics? Like, what do you remember most about being on the Olympics?
Well, we talked a lot about some of those things, but I remember, I mean, there were just so many things that occurred. At the very end of the Olympics, Dorothy Hamill had won the gold medal for the ladies' competition. She was a very dear friend. I used to call her my little sister. And we were at the closing ceremonies, and they ended, and she looked at me, and she said, "Let's not get on the buses to go back to the village. Let's go run around the outdoor speed oval," which was all dark and everything. So we went out, and right at the closing ceremonies, we ran around the Olympic speed oval on the ice in our shoes, and then we missed all the buses, so then we had to find a way to get back to the Olympic Village. But that was kind of one of those fun, crazy things you do.
How did you feel whenever you had to leave the Olympics?
How did I feel? I was sad it was over. It happened so quickly. Even though it was 2 weeks, like I said, we competed most of that time. And even when we finished competing, the Olympic medalists in figure skating always had to do a closing exhibition. So we got our medal one night. The very next morning, I had to be back in the ice training to do this show for the Olympic officials. So I never really got time off. So the Olympics just went by real quick.
When you were watching yourself on TV, did you have any regrets or something you wish you had done?
Oh, I saw every mistake I did. People would sit there and watch and say, "Oh, you guys look so good." And I go, "Oh, look at that mistake and that." And they go, "I didn't see any mistake." But I knew they were there. And so I always felt we could have done better.
What do you think you could have done better on in the Olympics?
Well, if I wanted to do better anything in the Olympics. It probably would have been, like I said, my drama or sort of the performance end of it could have been better, different. In our actual skating, we skated very, very well. No major mistakes. No, didn't fall or anything like that. So things went well.
How do you get scored in the Olympics in ice skating?
Well, it's changed radically. The old days, we would have a panel of 9 judges, and those judges would judge us on a scale of 0 to 6.0. 6.0 was supposed to be perfect, and it was what we called deductive judging. So you would start at 6.0, and every mistake you made, you would lose points. Today's judging is very different. Today's judging, they have a panel of skating of judges that would judge the quality of the skating. Then they have another technical panel that assigns points for the difficulty or complexity of your elements. So that allows you to earn points rather than just lose points. So today's system is just very different from what it used to be.
Did you think you did good in the Olympics?
Yes. It went very well. And we scored out of the 6.0. We were roughly in the 5.7 to 5.8 range, 5.7 to 5.8. So we were pretty close to that perfect score. The team that won had 5.9s and 5.8s. So we were close.
How long did you do ice skating, like, all together, like, practicing and the Olympics?
Started, like I said, at 13 and competed at 27 at the Olympics. So that's 13 going on 14 years of actual skating lessons and training. My training regimen was very extreme. We would skate from 11 at night till 5 in the morning, few hours of sleep, and then we were back on the ice from 10 until 12 noon. Then from noon to 2 o'clock, we did all the other things, like we had to do aerobics one day, we'd do weightlifting one day, we'd do ballet or dance on another day. So we had that noon to 2 period, and then from 2 until 10, I still had to work. So I worked a very physical job as a bellman, carrying luggage up and down steps, then back in the rink. We did that 6 days a week, so that's almost 50 hours of on-ice training every week.
Weren't good enough at one point?
Lots of times. You know, that... It's, again, a little bit different nowadays because there's competitions for long periods of time. For example, competitions start in September and go all the way through to the World Championships, which are typically in March. In our era, we would only see our competitors at the World Championships. So you spend all your time wondering, are they doing more than us? Are they better than us? Am I doing enough? You know, so you tend to doubt yourself a lot. Use that as a motivator to keep trying harder.
When do you think you could have done better in the Olympics? Like, what part of it?
The final round of the Olympics, like I said, if we had maybe some different parts to our skating routine, more complex things, added more difficulty, we might have done a little bit better in that event. But, you know, we did everything we could. So we skated our best, you know, we gave it our all. It's just that one team, like I said, had been 10 years as a world champion, so they were pretty far ahead of us.
What was your saddest memory at the Olympics?
Saddest memory? Didn't have a lot of sad memories at the Olympics. Again, probably the closing when I knew it was over so quickly. I had a goofy story in that I got a letter one day that was hand-delivered by a person, just like you might expect to see in a movie. He was dressed up very special, and he handed me this very fancy envelope that had gold trim on it and everything. And he said, the princesses of, and I forget the name of the country, would love to have lunch with you. Well, my mind goes back to a Disney-type princess. I'm expecting this beautiful young lady with flowing gowns and everything, and I'm going to go have lunch with her. So I got all excited about having lunch with the princesses, and they picked me up in this big, fancy limousine, and they drove me off to this really fancy restaurant, and I walked in, and I think these ladies were 80 years old. So princesses can be of all ages, not just pretty young ones like you see in a Disney movie. So.
Where did you start training whenever you started practicing ice skating?
My grandmother, as I indicated, sort of started me in skating. And she had a little backyard pond. It was in Ohio, Toledo. And so I would go there after school, and she would help me go around this little pond, and so I started to skate on a backyard pond.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Toledo, Ohio, until I was about 13, and then we moved to Chicago, and did most of my training and skating in Chicago until I had finished college. And when I finished college, we moved to Colorado, and I did my last bit of intensive training. I would call it the world level training. Was done world Olympic level training in Colorado.
When's the last time you skated?
I skated about 3 months ago. So I still do it. Not often, but I still do it.
I love when I get to go skating. Sometimes I get to go to birthday parties while I can skate.
Yeah.
When did you fall? Did you ever fall a lot in practicing a lot?
Oh my gosh, we fell all the time in practice, Emma. That's the point of practice. Figure skating and hockey are basically sports of falling, so you have to be ready to fall a lot, and you learn from every fall. You certainly hope that you don't have a bad fall. The worst thing is to take a fall where you hit the boards or the wall that goes around the rink. Ice is hard, but when you hit ice, you slide. But when you hit the boards, they don't move, and so they can be painful.
From a scale of 1 to 10, how much did you like the Olympics and why?
Wow. I loved the Olympics on a scale of 10 without any doubt. It was, everywhere you went, it was like a celebration, it was like a party. You know, there was just so much going on with so many people and so many activities, and then to be amongst all these great world athletes and to be on an equal level with them and to sit and exchange with them and talk with them, and just that whole environment of the Olympics is just wonderful. Loved it.
Did you make a lot of friends from like other teams that you competed against?
Yes. At one point, and I used to get all excited about this, because at one point I could speak conversationally 5 languages, because I would have friends from Germany, from Russia, from Czechoslovakia, from Italy, and France, and you know, you just learn their languages and just talk with them. And like I said, even today I run into these people from time to time.
Thank you for letting us interview you.
Well, thank you. You guys have been wonderful.
I hope you have a great day.
And you too. Thank you.